Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
We're in studio together.
Yes, we are.
You're clean.
Kind of.
I'm not that clean.
Are you dirty, baby? Are you doing dirty,
Somebody
baby?
Somebody is a dirty little baby.
I can't believe you're doing this. We have not been in studio together in like
nobody's
multiple
clean.
Years.
Nobody's seen underneath my diaper.
I don't even want to look at you. You're so disgusting.
Oh, what if the fold above my little baby penis is brown?
Okay, well then Sandra Bullock is going to use it and inject it into her face so she can look like she did in Speed and Speed 2.
Oh, yeah, the foreskin cream.
The foreskin cream.
It works, though. You got to grind up all the foreskin. Honestly, when it comes down to it, they're just sitting there. They're just sitting in buckets. They're just what do? You throw out a bucket full of foreskins?
You're supposed to throw them away, but they sell them. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. They're selling foreskins, and celebrities are injecting those foreskins into their faces. Why are we starting the episode like this? This is Side Stories. I am Ben. I'm with Henry.
You brought this up.
Yes.
You brought this up.
Celebrities are injecting foreskin into their faces, so every time you see them smile, know that you're looking at a series of little dicks smiling right back at you.
Well, what do you want? Do you want
what
these,
do you mean?
These foreskins were just sitting in piles in the dump, and seagulls were coming and picking them up and gaining a taste for human
flesh.
It's
a seagull rubber band.
That's not what they should be for. I feel like at least we're making them into cremes, and we are folding them back. Yes, I'm using the term fold.
I don't want to hear
folding
it.
Folding them back into our bodies. It's kind of like a fun, almost Dahmer-esque style of recycling.
It is Dahmer-esque style of recycling. If Dahmer was the governor, the mayor, and the president of the United States, this would be commonplace, but apparently it already is. I guess we'll just talk about this story before we get to all the other stories this week.
There are more important stories than this.
There are a lot more important stories.
We didn't talk about this story before the show.
Okay. Sandra Bullock was on Ellen. Did you see this? This is, again,
no.
I feel like we are dabbling in page seven. Listen to page seven for all the celebrity news you need. She's on Ellen, and she's telling Ellen that she injects baby circumcisions. They take stuff out of the circumcised
the stem cells.
Yeah, the stem cells. And then they inject them into their faces.
Yeah.
And then
we're
laughing and laughing and laughing.
It's cute.
It is an extraction from a piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away, and they somehow figured out how to extract.
It's foreskin from a Korean baby. I mean,
it is what it is. I'm not even necessarily against it. What I'm saying is, you're on Ellen. You're supposed to tell a story about how, like, your dog is super cute and
super
it
into
eats
bagels,
and it's messy
yeah,
and it's
that
like
kind of thing.
My diet. I call my diet my chihuahua because she's half my stomach because she eats everything that I don't want to eat.
No, you're right. And
but she told a story about injecting cocks into her face, and then they laughed and laughed and laughed.
Why are you mad? That's disrupting. That's very interesting. That's breaking up the flow of Ellen. I'd love to find out what other miracles are inside of all of these foreskins we just leave to rot.
I do love that Ellen is slowly becoming America's most hated woman.
Like she's an evil woman. She's an evil, dangerous woman. I'm surprised. Someone just emailed us an unredacted version of the Epstein Black Book, and I wouldn't be surprised if she's not there.
Ooh.
Feeling if he made her check for ripeness.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what she did, but I think it's important. In Los Angeles, people need things to do.
Yes.
And if they can go and recycle these foreskins into something that's useful, I think it's really important.
Well, they don't tell them. When you snip the foreskin, you know, you can't make like a little ring out of it or anything like that. The parents can ask for it, and then the doctors say, oh no, you can't keep the foreskin of your child. You have to, we keep it and we just throw it away.
I but feel they don't it's just weird that away. You're asking
they
for it.
They sell it.
Why are you asking for it?
I don't want it. To make a necklace. I don't know what you do with foreskin.
But you can't ask a baby if it wants to be circumcised anyway, and that opens up a whole other kettle of fish.
And that leads us to our first story about men's rights.
Thank God.
Because we
That's important.
This Thank story God. This week that broke was absolutely insane. It's tangentially tied to Jeffrey Epstein, but even stranger is the truth behind the murder itself.
This comes from CNN. Love this network.
Love
this
it.
Attorney who was found dead, named as primary suspect in fatal shooting at federal judge's home. Now, what we know is that Judge Esther Salas was a U.S. Attorney's office in New Jersey. Her son, Daniel, was a 20-year-old student at Catholic University. He was shot point blank by a person dressed up in a FedEx delivery person's outfit. And then her husband, Mark, was now in critical condition. Damn. We believe that Judge Esther Salas was the actual person that this person was trying to kill, but we don't know for certain. And it looks like the suspect is a guy named Roy Den Hollander, who is a U.S. attorney. Who is a lawyer who he argued one case before Salas. And what we're going to find out is that this guy has a weird history.
Yes.
That he is some form of men's rights activist.
He is the peak men's rights activist. He took this to the next level. This guy, Holland, he is one of those dudes who got upset with ladies' night. He was like, why do the girls get to drink for free and the boys have to pay for the drinks?
He got so mad paid $350 for a bottle at a bottle service, which I understand because you don't really understand.
It's a lot of money for a bottle service.
That you get upset, but you don't you're at the club. You don't know how much it is. You're not supposed to ask how much the bottle is. Well, that is really, really gauche.
Also,
it is against all protocol of a club to be like, where they say like, so y'all bottles all around and you go like, just how much is it?
Henry, I actually think that what you just mimicked there is the way you do it. You cannot ask in a loud, sort of verbose way.
Can you do the same check maneuver like you do to get the check in a restaurant and go, how much?
Yes. It has to be very secret because, first of all, you should be ashamed if you order bottle service and then you have to ask how much it is because you know it's going to be way too much for you if you have to ask the price. I've only done it one time, and that's because my friend Kep paid the bill. I left the bottle alone. Everyone went dancing. I went to stare at people dancing on the dance floor because that's how I do it. And then someone stole the bottle. Kep was very upset. I didn't pay for it. I was fine. Bottle service is a tricky business.
But I love it. I do love it. It's fun. They come with the sparklers. I've done it only one time. I did it with Sina Ghaznavi, who's going to maybe possibly be working on a show for LPN.
Yes, he will be.
But I remember him doing this, and then I remember everybody leaving the night. And it was just, everybody was so hammered after we got three bottles. And then somehow the bill arrived to me. Like, I was the last person sitting nodding near the table at 3:30 in the morning. And then all of a sudden I received a check. And I was fucked. And I just put it on a credit card.
Yeah, well, that's what you have to do.
But he got mad seeing girls get into the club for free. So he sued the state of New York and the bar and made a bunch of news basically saying that this was unconstitutional. So he's a loser.
This man is a total and complete utter maniac. If you were upset that girls are at the bar, I don't know what to tell you. Also, FedEx, because the man was dressed as a FedEx driver, which, whew, you know, UPS is like, they're wiping their brow. The United States Postal Service is like, we've had enough bad press.
We've done a lot.
FedEx, it's considered a more highbrow delivery system, a pretty stunning use of FedEx apparel. This is what the FedEx spokesperson had to say. They say, we are aware of the media reports and are fully cooperating with the investigation and with investigating authorities. Also, because this took place in New Jersey, the New Jersey governor has weighed in. This is Governor Phil Murphy. He says, Judge Salas and her family are in our thoughts at this time as they cope with this senseless act.
Do the family get like a coupon?
I don't know what the family gets.
I would be throwing some coupons their way if I was FedEx.
Well, I think that FedEx should be throwing coupons every which way because God knows we could all use a damn break in this time. So a lot of people...
All right, but one thing I didn't say is that Hollander committed suicide. pretty much immediately after the shooting. It looked like the son was in the front door and dad was standing behind him. He opened the door. He immediately shot. Now people are saying they wonder, because this is a weird tangential connection. Esther Salas was the newest judge on a case investigating Deutsche Bank and their connections to Jeffrey Epstein. There's a bunch of people that got together and sued Deutsche Bank, various clients of Deutsche Bank, saying that they should have stronger vetting services when it comes to people that Deutsche Bank work with, saying, hey, we actually really upset that Epstein was actually a part of this bank that we were, and then you guys had to pay your $150 million civic duty fee, whatever came out of and it came out of our pockets.
And Deutsche Bank was one of the few banks that would actually work with Epstein after 2007, after he was arrested and actually charged with soliciting a minor for sex. That was the only charge they got him on. Only did a year, and barely that, because he was allowed to leave for air quotes work, which again was just having sex with children.
Yep.
That was his job. So Deutsche Bank has a lot of different, very sketchy connections, because as Henry said, they'll let anyone in there.
And so there's a lot of people immediately jumping on the Epstein train, saying that this is some nefarious connection to all of the other weird, horrible, fucked up circumstantial bullshit that has happened with between Ghislaine Maxwell trying to flee. She was just about to flee the country, and they thankfully denied her bail. But the attorney general that was investigating the whole case was just fired by Bill Barr. All of this shit is just a whole lot of murkiness happened.
A lot of murkiness.
But it seems
Ghislaine is doing her DDP yoga, because she is about to flip so hardcore.
She fucking better. But Hollander, it seems to be it's more connected to some other bullshit, that he has been doing these long anti-women screeds online. His website has been taken down. Basically, he's one of his fun things straight up, that it was a title of a post was, "Now is the time for all good men to fight for their rights before they have no rights left," thanks to some quote-unquote lady judge, which is what he called Esther Salas, because he was trying to sue against the potential drafting of soldiers in this country, and the idea that only men were affected by some draft rule and that women should be included.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day, though. If we're doing a draft, everyone's going.
Because that's what it came about, because a woman applied to say, "I want to be a part of the draft," and she was rejected. And so now he's saying, you see, even women want to go to war.
They love it.
But actually what he's trying to say is what men like to do is they like to dress up as FedEx employees and kill a bunch of people.
Well, now the war is becoming more automated and we're just controlling robots out on the battlefield, and these robots are killing many times innocent civilians. Sometimes they are killing people that want to kill them. Although you do wonder if it's a very fair fight, if we're throwing robots in there and then the people are shooting the robots. Is it a life for a life? I don't think so. But a woman controlling a robot, that is very plausible.
That'd be
and
cool.
Women in combat, God knows they've been out there before. So he is upset again with Ladies' Night, claiming that it violates the 14th Amendment. He's also challenged the constitutionality of the Violence Against Women Act, calling it, quote, the Female Fraud Act. And he also said he's against the Columbia University. He's against Columbia University for its women's studies program. So this guy has been focusing a lot. I don't know who hurt him. I don't know what happened to this guy.
There's some people saying that the target might have actually been her husband. We're not certain. We don't know anything, because now he's dead. He may have also been involved in another shooting, very, very similar, of a guy by the name of Mark Angelucci, who's another men's rights lawyer.
Wait, hold on a second. He's involved in another shooting?
Same exact MO, dressed as a FedEx officer, might have shot. We don't know. We have no fucking clue exactly why he shot this guy, because he was in charge of the guy that he shot, possibly, named Mark Angelucci, was vice president of the National Coalition for Men, an organization which raises awareness about the ways sex discrimination affects men and boys.
Sure.
You know, whatever.
Well, but there's a lot of sexual abuse with the boys,
No, they're not talking about lick and suck. They're not talking about molest class. They're talking about how we should be able to, I don't know. I believe that men should grow their breasts.
I just don't understand how anyone could ever complain about Ladies' Night. But
I don't get it. It's the best part of the week at the club.
I suppose so.
Ladies' nights when everybody's feeling good. It's one of the best easygoing 70s disco song of all time. You can't be mad at any title that reminds you going, this is ladies' night. And it feels all right.
It does feel all right.
This is ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
And then what you do is you have your girlfriend, a.k.a. a friend who is a girl or a girlfriend, go order drinks. And then you know what you do? You drink the drinks because she got one for you.
Woo! Woo! Play the game.
That's called having friends in low places. Okay, so when did he kill this guy potentially? Because we also have to
earlier this month.
We also need to mention that this man was famous in his own way. He was on the Colbert Report. He also did an interview in 2011 with the New York Times where he said, the feminists have taken over every institution in this country. They want to take over men. This guy has been doing this for a long-ass time to the point where he was on Comedy Central. Obviously, Colbert is making fun of him.
Yeah, roasted
him. It's a satire.
Yeah.
Roasted him. But nonetheless, in this world, that is still good press.
No, they all love it. It's like the same thing with the Flat Earth people. All of the hate works. QAnon people, this is the problem. Is that you have one side of the argument are very concerned members of society that want things to be normal and logical and think that they can impress their quote-unquote box-like view of the world on people that have no logic and just want to see the world burn. They don't give a shit. The more you come at them by challenging them, the more it emboldens them. It makes them feel their persecution complex has become real and true.
Okay, so what is even this story? This man obviously needed to have a friend, much how Kanye needs a friend right now to say, you're mentally ill. You're mentally ill.
Chappelle tried to do it, and then the clip of Kanye and him outside of his Wyoming farm where Chappelle is just like, I'm here to show you love, you know, and just trying to help you out, brother. And then Kanye is immediately like, tell a joke. Tell a joke, make us laugh. And Chappelle's like, I'm showing my first cup of coffee. I really, you know, I'm not really ready to joke. I didn't have anything like planned. And he's like, make me laugh. Make my friends laugh. He starts screaming at him, just being like, it's like 9 a.m. in Wyoming. Give him a shot. Let him wake up.
Let him wake up. Kanye, if you want to have fun, watch him explaining why he's upset with the South Park episode about fish sticks. He doesn't get the joke. It's really bizarre. And of course, we're not going to go too in detail on that because he is truly mentally ill. Maybe we'll talk about that on Abelian's Top Hat a bit. The 45 minutes spectacle that was his so-called campaign presser.
Very emotional.
Very emotional. All right. So going back to this dude was so successful in his own little men's rights world. He also had a New Yorker profile about him. He called women feminazis, which is just right out of, that's not even his term. That's Limbaugh. No. Give it to Limbaugh. But then he also spoke of his attraction to black and Latin chicks and Asian chicks.
Hell yeah.
Good
for him? Good?
And then he told his tactics for picking up women, which I can imagine are uncomfortable.
First thing you got to do is you got to get a bag big enough.
Second thing
you got to do is you get a gift certificate for Sephora by applying for one of the credit cards. Get as much concealer and eyeliner as you can. Put it in the bottom of the bag. Go drag it out by the highway. Say, hey, free makeup.
Free makeup.
Free makeup. Chicks love this shape.
Exactly. Until, of course, he gets a drag queen like my older brother, who is 6'11", just being like, I could use some makeup.
Just
I
have a wheel on him. Give me that fucking bag of makeup.
There's a show tonight in Fort Lauderdale.
But this guy's such a piece of shit. I'm not going to say that I am happy that he committed suicide, but I'm actually not happy
because I would have liked to see him actually have to take the stand, actually have to sort of atone for some of his crimes.
Yeah, of course, you're right.
Suicide is too easy for this guy.
I know. Suicide's the dumbest way out, and it really, really sucks. It's just one of those things where, now again, much like what happened with Epstein, is that now another murky little avenue in this whole world has been added, where now it's another mystery that will never be solved because these chicken shit fucks take the easy way out by blowing their brains out.
Yep.
Now we don't know what the hell to do. Like, now we're sitting here, like, there is no discernible motive.
No,
for why he did it.
Den Hollander also, just lastly, this is how upset this guy was, and I think this has to do with the times that we're in, high stress. Maybe social media was the final nail in the coffin for this dude. I feel like that may have been the thing that made him more extreme. In 2017, he tried to sue multiple news agencies like CNN, MSNBC for, quote, disseminating false and misleading news reports about Donald Trump. Like, he was really...
Which has been like, you should have been writing them a check because they helped him get elected.
Exactly. So Den Hollander, he is dead. And unfortunately, a 20-year-old is also dead. And it looks like the husband of Miss Salas is in critical, and hopefully he can make it through. But this guy...
From what I know about this woman, though, is that I don't think that this is going to make her be easier on Deutsche Bank. I don't think
this is the type
of thing that is going to make her an easygoing judge. So whatever this person did, I imagine, was going to do the exact opposite of what he intended it to do.
Yeah, it's interesting. He actually wrote a little bit about suicide in the so-called Evolutionary Correct Cyclopedia. Den Hollander made chilling remarks about solutions to what he called, quote, political commies and feminists. He says, things begin to change when individual men start taking out those specific persons responsible for destroying their lives before committing suicide.
Wow, he just said what he was going to do. He literally said exactly what he was going to do.
And then
he
created it.
He probably created a fictional list of grievances
for
her and the family. And eventually he just decided, unfortunately, randomly, that I'm going to pop off right now. You're going to be the ones I punish.
Absolutely. Yeah. Things begin to change when individual men start taking out those specific persons responsible for destroying their lives before committing suicide. Also, how was his life destroyed?
He was fine. Yeah, he still had a practice. I don't know how he still had a practice.
You imagine that's your fucking lawyer. I mean, when you have to tell your lawyer to, like, could you not wear your MAGA full head-to-toe outfit when we go into the courtroom?
I honestly didn't know that they made MAGA handkerchiefs or cufflinks. And I'm honestly impressed at the depth of their merch.
Oh,
and
it's amazing merch.
It's a crazy merch. These fucking pieces, he's just a piece of shit. But I hope that I'm not at that point, Kissel.
No, you're not.
Because I want to be able to afford a really good defense attorney.
As soon as you, I thought you were saying you're hoping you're not at the point where you're going to knock on someone's door and shoot them dressed as a FedEx driver.
No. They'd know it was me.
Good.
I would be like, hi, hello, last podcast on the left, Henry Zabrowski. Just for one last publicity bump.
Yeah, what's your last word, sir? Stew from A to Z. Shot me.
What? They should bring that show back.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. I want to talk about a simpler story before we talk about more murder.
Okay.
Okay. What's happening with TikTok? We don't really engage with it, right? Because we're two adult men.
Well, I see it on the Instagram.
I see it bleeds over.
By proxy.
But I don't like it because it's always like little girls.
It's not for us.
As a matter of fact,
I think if you're a 37, 38-year-old, now 39-year-old man.
It's Kissel's birthday today. We forgot to even say it up top. 39. You don't look a day over 38. 38.
Yes, thank you. Yep. Yes, you fucking jack. You jackass.
I've been thinking about this all day.
I know.
I was going to say that.
It's too fun. No, we should never look at that. There's TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
We do not need TikTok. That's for... other performers that want to relate to the youth? Maybe that's what they do. Or is it because they're closet pedophiles? I don't know.
I think people want to relate to the youth. I also think that there's a certain percentage, and I don't mean to subtweet various people in my age group here in Los Angeles that are just desperate for a place to pitch content to and desperate for a place to like perform. So I think it's another way to do it. So that I understand. But there's something going on in the witch world of TikTok.
Okay.
I just... I'm so torn. This comes from The Cut.
I didn't know that there was a large witch world in TikTok.
Kissel, just sit there. And let me just ladle you with this.
Please do. I'm a bowl, baby. You're the soup.
This was written by Claire Lampin in The Cut. The headline is, "Have TikTok Witches Actually Hex the Moon?" Now, I don't know what's going on here, all right? But apparently there is a massive controversy between what people are calling they're calling them baby witches on TikTok. That is a certain group of a private group that have announced their intention to hex the moon.
Now, what did the moon do to the witches? I always thought witches love the moon. They love the earth. They love the sun. I thought that that was actually all part of it. I don't know why they're angry with the moon. A lot of their practices take place at night. The moon is the only light during the evening. Why don't they like the moon?
I don't know. They're saying they don't know why. But apparently, they not only tried to hex the moon, but they also tried to hex the fae as a whole, which
are the
fairy people, the hidden folk, the hilde.
Why are they? I actually don't think that these are witches. I think that these are anti-witches. Why would they do the hilde folk?
I don't know.
Or the moon. These are two great things that should be accoutrements to wonderful witchery.
I am really trying to figure out why. They're saying that there's a war now happening on TikTok between baby witches and these elder witches, which are a bunch of, I'm not going to say, because I don't know how many of them listen to our show, but they seem lost.
Why?
They need another aim. I think they need more plants.
Maybe more plants, but I think the witches.
I'm going to first say that we're in the middle of talking about hexing the moon and the microphones just broke. Literally, Kissel just ripped the microphone from the table in a way that either shows that you have some form of ogre secret strength inside of you that you just did this, or we
donkey,
are being hexed.
Donkey, shut up, donkey. That's my Shrek impression.
That is really very good.
Yeah, thank you.
But I'm trying to figure out why they're hexing the moon. It was a very big Twitter thread done by an account at Hey Yadora, which is HEYYADORAA, that tries to explain.
Okay, every time that you say it, every time you spell it out, it's just more confusing.
I know.
Do know that. Okay,
I know.
Okay,
I just like to be clear and annoying. So there's this war now with these baby witches, and baby witches is a common term of young women that are new to the world of witchcraft.
Okay.
And they seem to be, with the only thing that they're saying is, the reason why they try to hex the fae as a whole, which is very difficult, right? Because you have to work as the fae. If you do believe in witchcraft, you have to work with the fae in order to get things that you want, enchantments, you're
these
working with elementals.
These fairies are going
to
mess up these little witches. These fairies have been fairies for life. These witches are very, very new. That's why they're baby witches.
I don't really know. I just, what they are saying is, apparently from a secret group of baby witches, that they're doing it to, quote unquote, prove a point.
What?
Can't find it.
But the, I just don't understand.
Can't find it. Can't find the point. I don't know what
the point.
There's
so many different things to hex. I don't even, you could hex any number of stars. There's a lot of nefarious stars out there.
It is causing a massive breakdown in witch talk, which is the witch TikTok community of people saying, number one, why are we hexing the moon? Don't know. You're going to make Artemis mad. Which is people saying that Artemis controls the moon. We have the Artemis and Apollo. These are gods that rule over the moon. Technically, if you were to hex the moon, you would need to hex Artemis and Apollo, but they're very powerful gods.
Good
I don't know why you're doing this. And they're also trying to hex the sun. Now, in the end,
but if we lose the sun and we lose the moon, we're doomed.
Maybe we deserve it.
Maybe we don't, though.
We don't.
At the same time.
I'm with you. We don't. But I think the thing that is truly the most reviling part of this whole thing is the response of the elder witches to the baby witches.
Okay.
The baby witches are not speaking at all. But the elder witches...
Now, are these elder... the elder witches are also on Witch Talk?
Are they just coming
in on Facebook?
It's just hashtag Witch Talk. It's hashtag Witch Talk.
And so we have Facebook witches and TikTok witches.
Facebook old dirty bitches. And then there's TikTok, right?
Okay.
Anybody coming from Facebook is a fucking plant.
Okay.
All right. It's all fake. Anything that's happening right now. Yeah. Facebook needs to be burnt down. Again, I don't know how many times we have to say this. Fucking leave it. Get off of it.
Okay. Mark Zuckerberg also, but he does know how to surf. I saw a picture of him surfing.
I'm going to hit him with a sandbag if I ever see him. I swear to God, he is one of those. One day, I have several things. I just want to have milkshakes just in my car just so I could just fucking throw if I ever see one of these people in real life. Now, their reaction is, number one is, you can't hack the moon.
Can't hack the moon.
One. Number two, if you even think about hexing the moon, you're going to be on the bad side of Artemis and Apollo, and you don't even want to be involved in that fight.
Hey, I'm on board with one and two. They're going to piss off Artemis. You want to do that? Good freaking luck.
Good luck even trying to hex the moon. It's too big.
It is a little bit too large. I think all three of these are great points so far.
And number four, the one that makes me the most mad is being like, y'all talking about you spending your afternoons talking about hexing the moon. Well, guess what? Hexes aren't real. Being like, why are you talking then? Why do you have a single cock in the fight?
I don't know if hexes are real or not, but I will say there is a certain amount of energy.
You've seen the power of Hellish Rebuke.
I have seen what Hellish Rebuke can do. I have it in my pocket right now, ready to use at any moment. You get 150 14-year-old girls into a room, and no matter what they decide, it will come to happen because there is an energy I am aware of that. That is literally one of the scariest things of all time.
I find it really interesting. I was talking about this with Natalie recently, and I think that's a part of the stuff where it comes out with the hashtag MeToo movement, all that kind of shit. Women are inherently incredibly powerful because of the eggs.
You want to bring the Me Too movement into this story about witch teens hexing the moon?
No, not necessarily. But I'm saying that women are incredibly inherently magically powerful because of the eggs.
What about a woman that has no more eggs?
Well, then she's got the up top eggs.
So you think that Helen Mirren, her power lies in her still pert boobies?
No. I mean, saying like even with the ability, oh my God. The feminine ideal,
Did Marcus loan you one of his shovels so you could dig this hole?
Swish. I'm trying to say that women are incredibly powerful.
Good.
And that they don't know what they can do. So if you have a bunch of, like, I'm mirroring what you're saying. You have a bunch of women all saying, are hexing the moon tonight.
That moon is shaking in its moon boots.
I don't know if the moon regards them, but I will say that something is going to come out of it, even if it's just a couple of articles in the cut.
Well, speaking of the power...
Marianne Williamson had to say something about it. Marianne Williamson had a tweet. It's like, there's got to be some really drunk or stoned hashtag baby witches if they think that in the midst of a secret police invasion of Portland, the best they can do is hex the moon. And it's like, listen, that's not what this is about.
Well,
this is not what this is about.
I do love that people are bringing in you and Marianne Williamson bringing in two much more serious issues in immediate conversation when it comes to baby witches hexing the moon. What's happening in Portland is secret police. It is a police state. It's
absolutely devastating. And look who's not reacting. All the dudes with guns.
You want guns?
No, I'm just saying it's fun to see all the guys that spend all their lives talking about how we need to protect ourselves from a rogue government. And then when the government shows up and decides to just arrest people for no reason with undiscernible tags, kind of just general capital A federal agent, and then they have nothing to say about it.
So you want another Christopher Dorner. You're like, where are all the Christopher Dorners when we need them?
I'm technically saying that they should be consistent, and that's their biggest crime is hypocrisy.
Well, speaking of powerful women and a little bit more of a lighthearted story here and COVID adjacent, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to wear the masks. They say, no masks, I'm not doing it. This is the part, again, going back to Portland. They will not mention that when it comes to our constitutional rights being eroded, but they are very upset about the mask policy of stores. This was in California. This was at a Verizon. This chick was told to wear a mask, and she's like, I ain't wearing no mask. So what did she do? She did what all American heroes do in a time of peril, drop trow and take a piss right on the floor.
So she did the skunk maneuver?
She skunked it. She skunked it. A police dispatch operator in Roseville told officers that three people, quote, are refusing to leave, not wearing a mask. They've asked several times, and she refuses. This is according to CBS Sacramento. The operator adds a few minutes later, they're calling back and advising that the female is pulling down her pants and is now urinating.
Business. What a fucking baby. What is people's fucking problem? What is going on? Why are they becoming children?
Well, because sometimes the only way to fight injustice is to drop trow and take a piss. It worked in kindergarten and it's working now.
But the problem with the kindergarten, you could just lift it up and put it solitary. Just like what happened to this woman.
The responding officers collared the woman and found several items that had been stolen from a nearby Dick's Sporting Goods store in her car.
Oh, what a surprise.
And this is according to resident Michelle Davidson. She told CBS Sacramento, quote, "That's totally inappropriate. We're not animals. I'm very disappointed that we as a society choose to have this unity and let the virus divide us."
She pissed on the floor.
Well, I mean, she's not happy. Another resident said, "I don't really have much to say, except that's probably not the right way to react." So I would say that is correct. It's really not the biggest story of the year, of the week, or basically even of the hour. But I do think you're going to tell somebody to wear a mask. They don't leave. For some reason, this woman did exactly what I would expect someone who refuses to leave after being asked to wear a mask, freaking out, drop trow, and take a piss. I don't know. It just fits. It fits the stereotype to me. So it works.
It definitely tracks. You know? I don't understand, it's the temper tantrum. I find it really, there's something about it that is not just disconcerting, but I find scary when an older person acts like a child like that.
Sure.
Like there's something about it that I find like chilling when someone who is, how old is she?
This woman is,
doesn't fucking matter. She's too old to be pissed on the floor unless she's hammered. And then it's fun.
Okay, well, Henry, we don't know if she was not hammered. We also have to remember she stole a bunch of stuff from Dick's Sporting Goods. What's more fun? You have a couple of 12ers, you have a sip or two of tequila, you go into Dick's Sporting Goods. Now, all of a sudden, let your fingers do the shopping. You're in the fishing section, and then all the fake fish smell all funny.
I'm like a fish because there's bubbles when it come out of my mouth.
Look at that. This product just caught me. Put it in your purse. Boom. And then, boom, next thing you know, you're in Verizon taking a piss on the floor. She must have been hammered.
I will say this. Save the piss for the goods that you stole, because then they can't take them back.
That is a good point. That is a great point. So this woman was arrested, and I don't know if she's going to take a piss in court. She does seem to have a superpower. She can urinate on demand.
I mean,
and this woman, you know, I mean, certainly the least dangerous woman we've covered so far, because she is not a baby witch. These baby witches are taking over. They're trying to blow up the moon.
Very scary.
We covered a killer. And, of course, we mentioned someone like Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. So by our show standards, this is technically the best woman we've covered yet.
Yeah, I mean, if this was, you know, Los Angeles 1987, she was had a camera in front of her, be a penthouse pictorial.
Could we sell this as good news? Could we sell this show for $20 million and just be like, but this for us is good news.
This is good news.
In the context of genocide, murder, child sex trafficking rings
and all that kind of shit. Yeah, technically, this is just one American being frustrated.
Being frustrated.
And we got to sing these songs. But I'm going to say right now, wear a mask. Quit being a fucking bitch about it.
Just, I mean, and when you're in the store, if you want to be in the store, it's just the store.
It's a policy.
The one thing that I was on Instagram, and just so people know, you can't get in an Uber without the mask. So I take a picture and I'm wearing the mask, and then people would be like, it ain't helping. And I'm like, we're not even, that debate doesn't even matter, because I need a ride.
I'm trying to get places. I'm trying to live a normal life.
And the Uber just won't pick me up.
Holy shit. All right. This is a story that I just want to bring up just because we're in the room with Travis and I'm scared.
Uh-oh.
This is tech CEO's former assistant charged with his grisly murder. Now, this is a man named Fahim Saleh.
He was murdered
and dismembered. His whole body was chopped up and put into buckets. And it seems to be it's because of his assistant. Now, this comes from William K. Rashbaum of the New York Times, the failing New York Times. Now, he was a young tech entrepreneur with a history of doing business in Nigeria and Bangladesh. He developed this motorcycle, like kind of like bird scooters, but motorcycles, but for Bangladesh. He made a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, hell yeah, that would totally work.
And he basically, it started like an international thriller. It started this crazy thing. A person in a black suit, a mask, and latex gloves had followed the victim, Vahim Saleh, into his apartment. He was carrying a duffel bag. This is from video security, security video of his apartment building.
Yeah.
The person then subdued Mr. Saleh with a taser, stabbed him to death, returned the next day after with his dead body, dismember him with an electric saw. The police said, well, the law enforcement, they basically said, oh, it looks like a professional job, but it seems to be very carefully put together by his former assistant, Tyrese Devin Haspel, who's 21 years young, who they found just hanging out at, it like, seems like a girlfriend's place, and we don't know what the fuck happened. It turns out that he had been skimming off the top. Mr. Saleh had put Haspel in charge of his finances, and he had been skimming.
Okay, so right?
He had been skimming. He had taken $90,000, I guess over a year or so, but Mr. Saleh, being super chill, did not call the police.
Right.
He just fired him and said, but and gave him a payment plan saying that you can pay this money back.
I am not victim blaming. Fahim Saleh seemed like he wanted to give a young man a chance. Again, that man, Tyrese Devin Haspel. And just to really drive this point home, Tyrese did dismember him with a bone saw. But at the same time, Fahim, you can't hire a 21-year-old.
He hired him when he was 16.
You cannot hire someone who is in their teens to take care of your finances. That person needs to be over 50.
Well, I want them to be rich themselves.
Yes.
The goal is to have them. It's never a brother who needs help. That's what we learned from the Dane Cook.
What happened to his fucking ass.
We know this. You don't put somebody that had potentially to take $90,000 to him. In my mind, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in jail for $90,000, even though it is quite a bit of money.
Right. Something well, you like don't get to keep it.
You don't get to keep it.
You don't get to keep
it. But Haspel, I could see, looked at $90,000, and that was probably the most amount of money that he'd ever seen in his fucking life. I totally get it. It's an insane amount of money, but not enough to carefully dismember a human body over.
It also seemed like he had a job where he was probably going to be able to make some good money. I think that this person made a massive mistake. So the autopsy...
Think about potential, Travis. This is what I'm saying. If you sit, I'm looking directly at him. I'm looking into his eyes.
You're looking right at our employee, Travis.
You just have to know.
Co-host of Abling and Stop Hat.
You're investing in a company. You're investing in the future of a company when you work
with us. I don't think that Travis cares enough about us to kill us.
No, I mean, I honestly, I reserve all that vindictiveness. You know, I haven't spoken to my dad in 10 years. What the fuck do I care about you guys?
Like, that's really important here.
I have other axes to grind.
Tyrese probably had a strong family.
He did. This is the problem. That's why we always hire from broken homes.
Hey, all of us come from one.
Listen to how much work that this dude went through to kill his boss. He went and got a whole outfit going. He used the boss's credit card.
The outfit is the least amount of work.
But he wore a three-piece suit. He was like fucking...
All right, now I'll give it to you.
He became the equalizer.
Well, he wanted to be John Wick. Of course, John Wick is a hero because they killed his dog, and then you have to kill probably 1,500 people.
Well, they're trying to say that he tried to make it look like it was some kind of international assassin that killed him by giving him with the duffel bag, putting the full face black latex mask on, so he kind of looked like fucking Slender Man when he showed up, and then it was the ways that he did it. It was the tase and then stabbing him to death and then coming back to dismember him. Well, but apparently he was interrupted in the middle of it and just left a bunch of fucking feet and hands in a bucket like a vase.
Geez.
Like of the worst bouquet imaginable.
I don't know what kind of plants would grow out of that. According to the autopsy, Saleh was stabbed 5 times in the neck and torso. And there were multiple other stab wounds to his arm, hand, back, and this is going to send a chill down your spine, forehead.
Ugh,
he stabbed him in his
forehead. Don't stab us in the forehead, Travis. Just so fucking poison me. Poison us.
I don't know if I've ever heard of someone be stabbed in the forehead before. Then, as Henry mentioned, the body had been dismembered and decapitated just below the knees, both shoulders, and the neck. This whole thing happened in a Manhattan condo apartment.
Yep.
Doesn't anyone? I feel like I know when my neighbors in New York had a bad day and they had liquid diarrhea. You can hear things through the walls.
But have you ever responded to a single thing you've heard in New York? I know I didn't. I know that unfortunately, like, unless it was a straight up scream, there's a lot of times you hear a scream and then you look out and it's just a heavy metal video being shot on the street.
That's
or if it's
true.
Just a bunch of people just screaming for the sake of being loud. You just begin to ignore suspicious noises. But I feel
like it just
like
becomes the, like the sound. What's that?
And then you're hearing the
Oh, is it 7 a.m. already? Oh, what a long night I had.
Oh, God, I'm just so refreshed. Get me the cucumbers for my eye bags. But he went a long way to... He tried to stage it as a hit, but he bought the taser under his name and signed for delivery. He went and took Mr. Saleh's credit card, bought balloons for his girlfriend for her birthday...
After he was decapitated and dismembered.
Yes, he did. He had a lot of plans.
So he was still doing the job, though.
He was.
He was still doing his job.
But he bought an electric saw with his boss's credit card. He had to go into Home Depot in the morning and get it and then go dismember his boss.
Oh, my God. So anyway, this guy, obviously, he has been arrested. And I am assuming... that this won't be the most difficult case to charge here, to prosecute. It seems pretty obvious that it was this dude. If you look at the money that was stolen and then the immense amount of evidence that he left behind.
But yeah,
because
man,
as much as he put into his attire, he did not really put that energy into covering up the crime.
No, he left it like the world's worst jigsaw puzzle. Like he just left a headless, legless torso. Ugh. And then a head just sitting there. And because he got scared away when they came to go look for the body. He jumped out the back window when people went to do a welfare check on him. And a day later, because no one had heard from him for a day, for 24 hours. And they went up there and they just found parts of him. But he still went and delivered balloons.
Very bizarre.
Killing your boss is a very specific crime of passion.
Yes.
Like killing a spouse.
Well, you know
I would put it that. I feel like we should put it up to boss aside.
One of my boss aside, it's the biggest crime happening today,
isn't it?
It's
a pandemic.
I moved to New York on July 23rd, and I remember that because it was the day Amy Winehouse died, R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
Shortly after I moved to New York, I heard this story from my friend who left New York because she worked at the Starbucks at the base of the Empire State Building. A guy had just got fired at one of the top levels of the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
He came back with a gun, hunted down his boss in the Empire State Building.
What?
The boss flees the Empire State Building, gets to the street, and starts running. The guy comes out of the building with the gun, chasing his boss, and just starts shooting wildly into a crowd.
Dude, I remember that story.
Really?
Yes.
Apparently, the cops also start shooting wildly in this guy's direction.
And then the cop actually shot a person
and killed
him.
The cop shot like a tourist who was just there to see the Empire State Building.
And then just one hot dog standing there going, only in New York.
Only in New York. All right, well, let's move on to a, I don't think it's more lighthearted, but the police have requested DNA. This is a story that's coming out of the Tanglewood Mall. I'm not going to really, it's just, this is in a mall. Police have requested DNA to confirm a woman carrying a dead baby at a Tanglewood Mall is indeed the mother of the dead baby.
Can I just ask, is it a crime to just have a dead baby in a bag?
I think that it's something that you should probably be bringing to the police or something like that. I think it's a crime when you have a dead baby in a bag and you're just walking through the mall looking at baby clothes.
Theoretically. Okay, I'm just going to hear. This is all just me being a philosopher.
I think it would be the wrongful disposal of a body.
No, I'm just saying, but if you're not even disposing it, you're keeping it. Baby dies naturally in its sleep, or it's maybe bitten by a snake, right?
Okay,
something
sure,
like that.
Sure.
Bitten by a snake. Baby commits suicide somehow.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Maybe that's SIDS, but I don't think that is suicide. That's an accident that's very sad. Yeah.
You just are, yes, you are immobilized by grief. You've become momentarily insane.
Sure, sure.
You got a baby in a bag. It's your baby. You didn't murder it.
Right.
What's the crime?
Well, also, she assaulted a police officer.
That's the crime. That I see as a crime.
34-year-old Mandy Lacey, which I do love that name.
Yeah. That's definitely a well-adjusted
Mandy Lacey. That's my kind of lady. Is charged with assaulting a police officer.
At the Lucky Devil Saloon.
Well, whatever.
In Portland.
There's nothing wrong with that place at all. After she was reportedly, she assaulted this officer after she was reportedly found carrying a dead baby around with her in a shopping bag.
But it was in a bag, though.
It wasn't a bag. the warrant shows that in addition to the charge of assaulting an officer, 34-year-old Mandy Lacey could be facing additional pending charges, including murder. The Commonwealth's with the baby. The Commonwealth's warrant was issued in relation to, quote, violation of Section 18232 of the 1950 Code of Virginia as amended to murder. According to the warrant, the dead baby was found wrapped in a jacket in a small grocery bag that Lacey had been carrying. She was arrested.
Was it a plastic or paper, or was it a reusable bag?
I would assume it was reusable.
So you get a 10% discount a lot of times.
At this point, she has not been arrested for the dead baby. As a matter of fact, she was arrested for the assault on the officer and being drunk in public. She wasn't sober.
She should be hammered. I would be hammered if I had a dead baby in a bag, because I feel like a lot of stuff has led up to that point.
Yeah.
And at some point, if they came to arrest me, I'd be like, honestly, I'm with you guys. Just get this out of my hands. You know what I mean? I'm just not sure what to do with it, because I'm about to spike it like it's a football.
Well, she was a transient. No one really knows where she lived.
Oh, there's a lot of new information I didn't know.
Yep. The baby's body was partially decomposed. It is possible she just found a dead baby, and because she might be mentally ill, put it in a bag.
Well, it should be somewhere, not just out on the street.
Well, we don't know if she's the mom yet. So according to search warrants, police are DNA testing Lacey to see if she is the mother of the baby. And it is possible, I guess, that she found a dead baby and put it in a bag.
Because then is it fucking a crime to collect oddities?
Because
6 months from now, Marcus would purchase that fucking baby skeleton for as much money as it costs on Etsy.
Well, only if they lied to him about how it got to be dead, I think.
Well, it depends on how it died.
Yeah, well, she punched the officer, and now they're investigating. So who knows what's going to happen here. Between women taking peas in Verizon stores and women walking around with dead babies in their purse, maybe that men's rights activist had a point.
Maybe we are
all MRA at the end of this. Because you show me a guy that could get away with that.
How about this story? Here's a guy, Mississauga man, 74, charged after using used condoms tied to 9 parked cars.
Okay, we're back to even.
We're back in. This comes from CP24. This is another one. Peter Menegos.
Wait a second, but can we just go back for a second? Did you say 72-year-old man charged with using used condoms?
So this is what he did. Peel Regional Police said, starting July 2018, women began reporting finding used condoms tied to their vehicles in various shopping centers throughout Mississauga. After an investigation, 9 people came forward. Police said a suspect identified as Peter Melagos was arrested on Monday and charged with 11 counts of mischief.
Mischief?
Isn't it just the most mysterious thing?
No, mischief is like when you throw eggs at somebody's house. Mischief is not leaving loaded condoms full of semen tied to random doorknobs that this innocent woman is going to touch.
He got 9 counts of randy naughtiness.
No, he did not.
He got 7 counts of being a little bit much.
Being a bit much indeed.
And he definitely got a citation for having too much cum. Which is really important, but he
is it his cum? This dude's 72 years old. Are you telling me that he is still suffering from what it means to be constantly full of cum?
I don't know, but they did put, for some reason, they put a description of him, even though they already got him. They think that there was a couple other possible cases of this where he tied them like little, like, kind of like little gifts, like little stockings from Santa Claus, where he would tie them over the thing and you'd discover it, which I actually thought that, to me, we used to do that in freshman year of college to brag that we just got laid. Because, you know, I used to put the sock over the handle.
But not the used condom.
Yeah, because that's how you know, there's the result.
Wait a second. You would tie
the result, Rodney.
Why would anybody want to see that?
Because then everyone comes and claps.
No, that is disgusting. Also, if your cum is yellow, as we learned, you are cancerous.
Well,
we learned that. You might have cancer. An audience member told me, because I was ranting about how all cum is white, and then an audience member after our last live show, remember that?
Yes, that's
you
right.
You can have live shows, and I'm going to go down to
I want to fucking talk about it. I want to talk about it.
But he said, no, not all cum is white. If you have cancer, it can be yellow.
Oh, yeah, and I remember having the same reaction that I just had to you, where I went, thank you.
That's very important to know.
I mean, I'm just good. That you know what you look like. It's like if your pee is sweet, you got diabetes.
Oh,
pee sweet. Right. You can't taste like cake. That's how Patrice O'Neill said that, how he knew it, because he used to kind of do little pee play with his girlfriend. She said that his pee tasted like cake.
Well, that shouldn't be a complaint. But all right, hey. I guess it does mean he has diabetes. I also don't think that Patrice needed that as evidence to know that he had diabetes. He was morbidly obese.
And your feet go numb.
Yeah, and he would talk about having diabetes, and then he would drink a bunch and eat a bunch. And I love R.I.P. Patrice O'Neal.
He's still one of my favorite comedians.
He definitely, looked like, if I'm not shocked that he had diabetes.
No, he didn't take care of himself.
If I find out that Jim Carrey has diabetes, I'll be like, what?
What? But then it's kind of one of those genetic ones.
Right, right.
Yeah, and it could just come from stress. Stress is a silent killer.
Okay. Damn right.
But sometimes what's weird, though, is people keep telling me that stress is a silent killer, but I'm very loud.
You are loud, and that is part of why we are stressed to be around you, and then our stress goes back into you, and it's a vicious cycle of how it all works.
But you love my energy.
What you should do is get into painting. George W. Bush, he was really stressed after all the war crimes.
Oh, painting. Yeah, how he left us permanently in a forever war in the Middle East, and how we're now the cops of the world for no reason.
But you know what? You're stressed. He's not stressed because he's painting. Jim Carrey also painting. Maybe you should get into painting,
Jim
Henry.
Carrey dumped like $600,000 into having a painting studio. He just jumped ahead of everybody. He leapfrogged an entire industry.
Well, he can just do that.
Yes, he can. It's true.
But anyway, we were saying with stress, the silent killer. I don't even know how we got to talking about diabetes. I'm not sure how we got here. I'm sure the audience is also very confused.
They're all upset. Don't know because in the end, we were talking about these little cummy presents being left on cars and parking lots, but I'm going to say that I think last week we had so much cum talk.
We don't need to do that much cum talk.
We don't. Last week was really heavy with it. I still see the flutes in my mind.
Oh, yeah. The flutes.
Yeah, the flutes. I think about it. I've been thinking about it a lot.
I don't know why everyone is acting like they're in solitary confinement and they have to only play with things that they can create of their own body. You don't have to come in things. You can just not do that.
My dookie's paint.
Your dookie is paint if that's all you have. Mm-hmm. It is paint. Maybe you could have the Whopper. They did the Halloween Whopper. It was turning everyone
black. Yeah, makes your shit super black. Yeah,
makes your shit green.
But I also green. I remember doing a thing too. Natalie was super into that Instagram ice cream that's completely black. It's like black ice cream and a black cone.
You're gonna
get like
green poops.
Oh yeah, man! It was vicious. It was crazy. It lasted for a couple days.
So what happened then? So they arrested this 72-year-old guy, and they were like, "No more coming."
And he said, I promise.
And then they let him go.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yep, yep. They're still like, well, of all the people we got to tell, say, hey, you should be hydrating. Maybe you don't hydrate so much.
He's been
eating that Semenex.
He has been probably eating that Semenex. I would be remiss to not sympathize with the people who have to go to their car or go to a handle and then you see the condom covered in semen with its semen in there. It's not a great Wednesday.
No,
it's definitely like a difficult Tuesday. It's like every day I wake up and I say, today I hope I don't see a stranger's cum in a condom on a doorknob that I may or may not have to touch.
I'll expand that too. I don't want to see a condom filled with blood.
Anything.
I don't want to see a bag filled with spit.
No.
I would prefer to, you know, honestly, I don't even really like having small talk with strangers.
No, 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 indeed. Although a little small talk can go a long way.
Well, it depends
when it
on if you're looking
for new friendships.
These new friendships, but sometimes you have the, because sometimes it starts with, hey, you know, oh, you love this coffee shop too? This is great. So, like, let me guess, you don't like it when there are big Magnum condoms filled with cum tied to your car, right?
I don't like that, no.
Just another similarity.
Just another
similarity.
Small world all around. And maybe if the friendship would be true, the person would say yes. And then you would say, holy shit, now we actually can be friends. And then you guys can become a duo in crime.
Yes,
and
yes,
both,
yes. And you can
at some
compare,
point go to prison together.
You can compare how you get as much cum in the bag as possible.
Semenex it is. All right, well, let's move on. I think it's time for Hero of the Week.
It's got to be.
All right, let's do Hero of the Week. This week's Hero of the Week, it's not a person, it's not an event. It is indeed LSD.
Woo.
LSD is apparently helping a lot of people get through this quarantine. LSD consumption is up 54%. LSD this is according to Andrew Yockey, a doctoral candidate in health and education at the University of Cincinnati. He says LSD is used primarily to escape, and given that the world's on fire, people might be using it as therapeutic mechanism.
It's fun as hell, man, and it helps the brain, it helps you get perspective, it helps you understand we're all just one organism, one giant mind living inside of the universe. They said the universe is shaped like a fucking brain, Kessel. And then our fucking galaxies are shaped like fucking neurons. You see that shit on YouTube?
I saw that on YouTube indeed, right after I did some funny video Googling of Rodney Dangerfield.
He honestly, he does bring me a lot of stress-free minutes of my day.
Give that guy a little bit of credit, would you? So this is according again to Andrew Yockey. He says, now that COVID's hit, I guess that the use has probably tripled. So Yockey is, they did a study of 168,000 Americans. They have found that many of them have been using LSD, about 56% increase. And it seems as if overall people are happier with the LSD because of the psilocybin.
Psilocybin, it helps. Look at God. I mean, Marcus has been doing little microdoses into mushrooms,
yes,
and it's been helping him endlessly.
So there you go. LSD is indeed the hero of the week. They go on to say maybe, quote, people are going to fish concerts and taking a full dose of LSD, or they're going to work and microdosing, he says. And some may also be encouraged to use the drug after reading about studies exploring the therapeutic use of psychedelic substances. Yeah.
It's also rad as fuck, and it's cool.
But be careful with it. But nonetheless, if you are super bummed out right now, maybe this could help. In 2015, for example, a 49-year-old woman took LSD 550 times, the normal recreational dose, because she mistook it for a line of cocaine.
No
way!
According
to CNN, after being incapacitated for a day, the woman said that the chronic pain she had suffered in her feet and ankles caused by Lyme's disease had significantly improved. Yockey says, it just shows you, this is a quote from Yockey again, it just shows you that LSD is not that harmful drug that everyone makes it out to be.
No, man, it's
so
cool.
This woman thought she was taking lines of coke. Turned out to be LSD, and she's like, my foot pain's gone. So
yes,
there you go, LSD,
like-
your hero of the week, hopefully saving lives, as I know depression and antisocial or agoraphobia is hitting hard right now. If this would help you, please do it safely, and hopefully it'll help all of us get through whatever 2020 has become.
People vaguely ask me for advice sometimes on how to do hallucinogens.
Sure.
And what I will always say to you is do half of what your buddy is telling you to do.
Always.
Always start with half. Wait
yes.
for 45 minutes. And I mean it. Wait for a full.
You never know when it's going to kick in.
45 minutes. Wait at least. Then slowly eat the second half as you go. I swear you will achieve it, because the idea is you can always add. You can never subtract.
Definitely not. And there's nothing worse than taking too much because, it just
makes
you...
It can ruin your life. I woke up with a nosebleed. I ate a full Xanny bar the last time I had a full-on fucking very, very bad acid trip or mushroom trip was because I had taken far too much.
Yeah.
And I just lost total control of my
life. So be very careful. Microdosing might be the way to go. Not for all time, perhaps, but perhaps to help you get through this process cycle 2020 that we are in.
Here we go. This is a letter, listener letter from Ohio, from our basically response to talking about the flap of UFO sightings happening right now. Back in March, I had been standing in my front yard waiting for my dog to finish her business. Taking a shit.
Oh, I thought that was clerical work.
Yeah, I thought she was meaning the Quicken account.
I do love that. It was like taking care of, like, what is the, we know what it is. You can just say taking a dog dump.
At least it wasn't just like raping a chicken.
That's a whole different kind of job.
She had absolutely zero desire to be outside and kept pawing at the front door to be let back in. Now, this is highly unusual for her, as we typically have to coax her back inside with a treat. I knew something was up instantly, and boy, was it unusual. The only reason I knew something was up was because she is highly protective of me and always puts herself between me and the danger that she is perceiving. So I begin to scan the trees looking for something or someone that shouldn't have been there. Nothing. At this point, I train my eyes on the sky and notice something completely out of the ordinary. It's past 9 p.m. at the time of the story, and in March, of course, the sun is fully down. But the sky is nowhere near as black and seemed to be illuminated by something high in the atmosphere. I began circling around the trees in order to get a better look at whatever the hell was lighting up the sky. Eventually, I got to a point where I see a bright white orb hovering high up. Now, this orb was significantly larger than any star that shines in the sky over here. I watched it hover in place for about 3 seconds before it moved along an arc in the sky in order to be blocked from my vision by a nearby tree.
interested. I walk to the other side of the tree to take a look at this thing again. Again, after it's in my field of view, it moves to hide itself behind another tree. This thing was aware I was looking at it, and it did not want to be seen. It changed positions 3 times, all moving at an extreme distance, sometimes hiding along the western horizon only to streak across the sky and end up on the eastern horizon. After repositioning the 3rd time, it stayed in my field of view, but I was overcome by intense feeling of unrest and anxiety. I instantly knew that it was time to get the fuck back inside and completely block what I had witnessed from my memory. It is up there with one of the stranger experiences of my life, and I've had enough DMT experiences to not be fazed when something weird is happening.
All right, very cool. Coming out of Ohio, we got ourselves a flying saucer.
I love that shit. Yeah, here, this is one of those that I just love. I love new cryptids whenever possible.
Of course.
I wanted to share a spooky story from my youth. I grew up in a small town called Llano, reputed to be the deer capital of Texas.
Oh.
This made the place ideal for people who like to hunt, but significantly less so for those of us less inclined. Collisions with deer darting across roads were common. As such, it was in your best interest to keep a careful eye on the sides of the road while driving, a duty passengers took seriously as well.
Yes.
One night after returning home from a high school football game, a friend and I encountered something standing perpendicular to the side of the road, as if about to cross. By instinct, I slowed in case it decided to run in front of us, but what we saw standing there wasn't a deer. While it resembled a deer, it was taller and larger a frame, almost like a horse. It appeared emaciated and flayed, giving the beast a spindly appearance. It had large, curved antlers, almost like an antelope, and the eyes that we could see from the side of its head shined in an even milky white in the headlights. My friend let out a wail, and I punched the accelerator and got the hell out of there. Shakily, I asked my buddy what we just saw. He hesitated and responded slowly, "Demon deer."
Demon deer!
I shared this tale with a friend a few months later. Just as I was getting to the description, the friend asked, "Was it a huge bloody deer?" Suffice to say, I was stunned. He told me they were called Von Deer, and he had encountered them a few times in his family ranch growing up. I haven't heard the term since and can find no other record of them, which I try to look up too. I'd be interested to know if anybody else is aware of these creatures.
All right.
See
well,
if you know.
Sidestories, LPOTL@gmail.com. The Von Deer. Is this something that people have seen out there? It certainly fits the bill of a cryptid that may be seen in the Midwest. God knows, during hunting season, I've seen a lot of Von Deer, but they're already dead, and they're stapled to the front of a pickup truck.
I just, honestly, I wonder how Von Deer venison is.
I bet you it's great. Mm. Oh my God. If we did finally reach the cryptid, how long would it take before you have Sasquatch jerky?
I'd eat it in a second.
You'd eat that in 1 second.
Sure.
A peaceful large being.
We don't know if it's peaceful. We don't know anything about it.
The whole point is that it's peaceful. Otherwise, it would have attacked us at this point.
It has sex with our women.
We don't know that, do we now?
We do. From people who've said that they've had sex with them.
And consensual, of course.
But sometimes it does appear to have some form of consensual nature to it, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to eat a Sasquatch?
Yeah, I'll eat whatever.
You'd eat...
It's all about the preparation.
You'd eat... what cryptid...
I'd leave a chupacabra alone because I don't like anything that would remotely look like a dog.
Least tasty cryptid out there, chupacabra.
By far.
By far. Because it's just too gamey.
Yeah, it's just there's not a thin lot of little dog. Hey,
I think Mothman would probably be disgusting, very muscular.
It's hard to get at a Mothman.
Yeah.
Because also he's half psychic. Loch Ness Monster probably would be tasty, but I don't know. I've never eaten whale before.
I would assume that it would taste like the mix between a reptile and a whale.
Are you eating a seal? I wonder what eating seal is like.
That's all blubber.
Yeah, I mean, or is it cannibalism? Seal. Love seal. Love his music.
All right. Well, let us know what cryptid you think would be the best and how do you prepare it. SidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
Guys, that's it.
That's the stories.
That's
all right,
do.
Everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening to this week's Side Stories.
Yeah.
We must plug the merch.
Must plug the goddamn merch, Kissel.
Our manager is screaming in our heads right
Ken,
now.
We're here. We're telling you, Ken, here's the merch.
Here's the merch plug, Ken.
Here you go. Do it, Kissel.
Go to lastpodcastmerch.com for all your merch needs. Do you have
Be
nipples?
More
do you want to cover
like
up your
it.
Nipples? Wear our shirts.
I honestly feel like we should sell shirts where the nipples are visible.
Sure, free the nipple. I've always said that before. I love free the nipple.
I love seeing all nipples, men and women's.
I love it. No biggie on our part.
I'm also going to say, you could be a woman without eggs.
You can be a woman without eggs. That's right. That's very pro.
I'm into it.
Absolutely.
I don't like the eggs.
The eggs are
fine. The eggs are the worst part of a woman.
That is not true. The eggs are...
Is that bad?
No, well, it's, I don't... It is an opinion. That is not... The eggs are very beautiful. The idea that women can reproduce is...
That's what makes them powerful and scary. That way... But yes. Also, just the idea, oh, man, we're back in this.
But not all women need eggs or
have
eggs.
They don't have to
have understand,
eggs.
Both for a series of reasons.
Get them out of there. Get the eggs out of there.
Or just keep the eggs in there. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Yes, buy our merch. We got a bike. We have a bike. We got a fucking shirt.
It's the safest way to exercise right now is a bike because you're moving too fast.
Absolutely.
It's pretty sweet. Thank you, guys. So love every day that you don't find a pile of cum anywhere near
Thank
your car.
Thank God. I love that day.
I feel like that's immediately you start at a plus five.
If you think about the worst thing that can happen to you during a day and then it doesn't happen to you, that's a good day.
It's a good day because it already didn't happen to you.
It didn't happen.
Live your life knowing that, yeah, you might have bought this FedEx outfit, you might have worked a lot, and you want to start your crime spree, but you know when it comes down to it, maybe just work for FedEx.
It really is the saddest Halloween costume.
It really is. Don't. That's not how you want to do
it. Job.
I don't want. Again, I don't like to encourage murderers, but I would say dress like the Punisher. Have fun with it. Do something fun with it.
Yeah.
Just like you remember Tatanka
from the WWE.
Yeah. Just like him.
Yes.
Make a statement.
You think that would be appropriate to some for...
You're already killing people. You don't have to worry about being PC.
Oh, okay. That's true. Okay, good point. Good point.
So this is the opportunity to dress in full Mexican regalia.
He was Native American. Yeah, I believe he was Mexican, but then he was...
I'm
not quite sure what his actual
lineage
is.
I'm just saying in general.
But, yes.
And laugh.
Sure.
Laugh at me, please.
Sure.
And if you do laugh at me, tell me I've made you smile. And if I don't make you smile...
Really, this is what you're doing with...
You don't have to tell me either. You don't have to tell me if I specifically don't make you smile.
This is a cry for help for positive DMs?
No,
that's
I don't want any DMs.
But you want people to tell you that they made you... That
if you,
you made
see
them
me
smile.
On the street, give me a thumbs up going, hey, Henry! That'd be nice. Hey, baby!
I actually know you to the point that I don't think you would think that would be nice.
I just don't want... You also don't want to feel like I'm being tracked. In any way, shape, or form.
All right,
last
everyone.
Podcast merch. You want to check out that merch.
Check out the merch and keep on supporting all the shows here on LPN. We got a lot to talk about every freaking week because people keep on giving.
They keep on giving.
All right, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Hail me.
Absolutely. Someone's got to. Somebody's
fucking
got
has to because yeah. I fucking all out of hails for myself sometimes.
Absolutely.
Man.
Well, seriously, this is a time to keep self-love.
I do
self-love.
Yeah, I tug whenever the
doesn't
wife
have
needs
to be
to sleep.
About, it doesn't just have to be tugging.
I'm just
you
saying.
Can also make yourself a nice dinner.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.